Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm John Batchelor with my good colleague Gregory Copley, who teaches me constitutional monarchy. His new book, Noble State, is the success of constitutional monarchy. And this is the King Charles III Report. I mentioned Gregory. I'm reading a new book about 1641-42, Charles I and his spat with Parliament that becomes a deadly spat because of events are in the saddle. However, it occurred to me that this is the origin of constitutional monarchy, the king and Parliament in contest with each other. The House of Lords had weight in the 17th century. It does not have today. But Charles was not a bad king, at least at this point in his career. He's in love with his wife, the French princess, and he has need for revenue to build a fleet, he says. But the taxes were not onerous, and the Parliament, especially the lords and ladies of the Parliament, were defiant. So we come to today where the king is benign, and the Congress and the Parliament is acting like a bad actor. Only in contrast to the 17th century. I don't mean Mr. Starmer is anything like a Puritan who's gone astride. But there is something of Puritanism in the recommendations of the Labour Party about socialism. Do you detect that, Gregory?
I do. But it's a phony Puritanism in the Labour Party because its leaders and adherents don't abide by the rules which they claim to support. The levels of corruption in the Labour governments, particularly with former Prime Minister Tony Blair, but now even worse under the current government of Sir Keir Starmer, it's beyond all decency. So although they talk about the rights of human beings and to a stable society and to all of the basic elements which make life worthwhile, they do not adhere to that in their own behavior or in their legislation. So right now, the king is the representative of the population, and the Labour Party is an increasingly embattled group which has its hands on the levers of power when it really historically would have been thrown away. But the monarchy, the crown, is profoundly influenced by those events in the 17th century between the Roundheads under Cromwell and the Cavaliers supporting the king. And ultimately, the Roundheads won for a short period as these, if you like, totalitarianists quite often do, but they don't often sustain themselves in power. And of course, the Roundhead movement, the Republican movement there under Cromwell, died when Cromwell died, and the Parliament reconvened and begged Charles II, King Charles I's son, who was in exile in France, to come back as the monarch again in the United Kingdom. But right now, the king is trying to gently keep a lid on everything, keep a lid on the public unrest and disquiet by demonstrating literally every day that the British values and British decency will see them through in the end. Now, in this regard, the king is embattled by some, as you like to call them, bad actors within the royal family itself. Prince Andrew and his wife and of course, Prince Harry and his wife, both groups of whom are bent on causing chaos for their own purposes. And this is always the problem with, if you like, the spares in royal families, is that they have not been brought up with that same sense of duty as the heir to the throne is normally brought up. So they think it's all about privilege, whereas the heir thinks it's all about duty. And the king is going to have to do something soon to demonstrate that he, and not Parliament, takes the initiative in removing any kind of public visibility which has been afforded to Prince Andrew and to Prince Harry and to their respective wives. If he doesn't, the monarchy itself will definitely suffer, no matter how much the king shows the virtue of calm and decency and values to the world.
Gregory Copley. He's the author of the new book, Noble State, a recommendation for constitutional monarchy.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.